The U.S. Senate is set to confirm federal appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote later today. If confirmed, the conservative Barrett would be the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and would significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Democrats have opposed Barrett's nomination, both objecting to her credentials and to the process of filling the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a liberal justice who died last month. Democrats say whoever wins the presidential election in November should nominate the next justice. Assuming Barrett is confirmed Monday, the White House is planning to swear her in immediately later this evening. U.S. President Trump says he's not given up on the fight against the coronavirus, despite criticism from his Democratic election opponent, Joe Biden, that his administration has, quote, waved the white flag of defeat. Speaking to reporters on the tarmac at an airport in Allentown, Pennsylvania, just before the first of three rallies Monday in the battleground state, Trump said Biden is, quote, waving the white flag on life. Biden on Saturday held two drive-in rallies in Pennsylvania, adhering to social distancing restrictions, but he is not campaigning on Monday. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said on CNN Sunday that the United States is, quote, not going to control, end quote, the coronavirus. He added, quote, we are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigations because it is a contagious virus, just like the flu. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, you're listening.